AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A verdict reached late Sunday night in New Orleans in the shooting death of retired NFL star Will Smith. Cardell Hayes has been convicted of manslaughter, ending a week-long trial. The defendant insisted he only fired because the popular football star was drunk, violent, and had grabbed a gun following a traffic crash on the night of April 9th. Hayes was also convicted of attempted manslaughter for wounding Smith's wife. He faces a possible sentence of up to 40 years in prison at his sentencing in February. President-elect Donald Trump says he doesn't need to have daily intelligence briefings. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Trump says he's leaving it up to the people being briefed, generals and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, to decide when he needs to be briefed.
You know, I'm like a smart person. I don't have to be told the same thing and the same words every single day for the next 8 years.
On Fox News Sunday, the president-elect says he will rely on the people around him.
If something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice.
Trump says there will be some very fluid situations, and in those cases, he might be briefed more than once a day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On ABC's This Week, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she's been briefed on the CIA's conclusions that Russia interfered in the presidential election.
This is a very serious issue for the American people to understand, and for Donald Trump to dismiss out of hand. The intelligence community's fact gathering is, frankly, doesn't bode well for him protecting our country.
More than a half foot of snow has fallen on several states in the Midwest and Great Lakes regions. Charles Williams runs Chicago Streets Department.
Please watch out for our plow trucks. They're on the street. Drive according to the weather. Slow down. Drive according to the weather and you'll be fine.
This is AP Radio News. Violence overseas included a bombing at Cairo's Coptic Cathedral during Sunday Mass, which killed more than two dozen people. More from AP Religion editor Steve Coleman.
59-year-old Magdi Ramsey says it was a shattering explosion like nothing he'd ever heard. Wounded by shrapnel, he frantically searched the wrecked chapel, then outside for his wife. Only later did he learn that she was killed, and his daughter-in-law and three of his grandchildren were wounded. Ramsey sobbed uncontrollably at the hospital as he leaned on relatives for support. St. Mark's Cathedral is the seat of Egypt's Orthodox Christian Church and its Coptic Pope. Authorities say most of the casualties in the blast during Sunday Mass were women and children. I'm Steve Coleman.
A fire at the main lodge at Boyne Highlands, a popular ski resort in northern Michigan, injured 12 people and forced the evacuation of dozens more early Sunday. 40% of the lodge has some fire damage. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.